From the Sky News Centre, I'm Bev Rimmer.
The sound of Northampton. This is NLive Radio.
Call this Sunday morning from Phil Collins with open brackets, love is like a closed brackets, heat wave. He certainly got the heat wave bit right, listening chums. Talking about a belting wake up call, it's a belting good morning from my good self, Alan Miles. Enough with belting. It is without doubt Sunday, June the 28th. A little after 7 a.m. and this is your aforementioned Sunday breakfast wake-up call. We are NLive Radio on 106.9 FM, online at nliveradio.com, via smart speaker with the words, Launch NLive Radio. Or you can download the NLive Radio app. Yes, we've got all the usual features, birthday buddies, word of the day, quote of the day, and all those quoke historical events of today throughout history. Let's not dilly-dally, crawl, creep, dawdle-delay, diddle-drag, lag, linger-loiter, lollygag, lallygag, shilly-shally, or tarry. Good morning, listening chums. Galimera Christos. Let's get to the music.
Thank you. now. You'll become a random wheeling rocket, rolling over, run over, paint over. Cut your cap to the news. Whee!
Live Radio.
Taking a hold on me. where you wanna go. 'Cause if you're down, I'll take it slow. Make you lose control.
Taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Oh yeah, the great music just keeps on coming. One from today, one from yesterday. Yeah, that was One Dance from Drake, Wizkid and Kyla here on the Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Call. And before that, a real blast from the past. Roll Over Beethoven from the Electric Light Orchestra. I'm Alan Miles, and this is your Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Call. Now, as it turns out to be Henry VIII's birthday today. I mean, he's not alive now, is he? But it was his birth date, I suppose. Yeah, Henry VIII's birthday, soon to be mentioned. Perhaps word of the day and quote of the day may be thus influenced. So, with word of the day, let's go with a royalty flavour. And what about a plural noun? Come on, a plural noun? I don't think we've ever had a plural noun on the Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Call. What an occasion. Here it comes. Word of the day of a royalty flavour. Illuminati. Illuminati, a plural noun. Illuminati, I wanted to use this word throughout the day and the coming week. And it's as individuals, carefully selected as being the best of a class. What if they're talking about the Alan Miles Sunday Breakfast? Get on, Alan. So, here's an example of Illuminati, plural noun. Here we go. A book launching party to which only New York's cultural Illuminati were invited. Get in there. Hey, I bet old Henry VIII gave us some wonderful quotes. Right, let's have a look. What have we got? Oh, yes, here we are. Straight from the words of Henry VIII. Hops are a wicked and pernicious weed. Hops are a wicked and pernicious weed. Is that it, Henry? Is that the best you can come up with for the Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Call and my listening chums? You know what? I demand more music.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
Adrenaline.
next to me.
Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton.
Join the Semelon Community Exchange at the Leicester Street Community Room every Tuesday and Friday from 11am to 2pm for a warm welcome and a hot meal. We also offer refreshments, friendly conversation and a range of activities for everyone. If need advice or support, our team is here to listen and help in a safe, non-judgmental space. In partnership with Action for Happiness, we're creating a positive place for our community. To find out more about us, email joe@semelongcommunity.com or search for us on Facebook.
NLive Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton. To get your message on air, head to nliveradio.com/noticeboard.
This is NLive Radio. NLive Radio, the station that loves Northampton.
Now it's you and me, and I am lost for words.
Oh yes, another corker. Welcome you back after the announcements. And that was Kasabian with Great Pretender. Hang on a minute, Kasabian, Great Pretender. I certainly hope you're not talking about Alan Miles of the Alan Miles Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call. It would be a complete outrage. Back to the text, Alan. And before those very announcements, we had Physical from Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa. Now then, listening chums, if it is your birthday today, June the 28th, a very, very happy birthday to you from myself, Alan Miles, and of course, all of us here at NLive Radio. You just have a brilliant day and a wonderful up and coming week. For your information, the astrological sign for June is Cancer. Cancer. Now, your birth flowers of the month of June are the rose, which apparently is the most popular flower in the world and symbolises love and appreciation. You also have honeysuckle, which signifies a strong symbol for the everlasting bonds of love. I'm filling up listening chums. Moving on. Your birthstones for June are pearls, alexandrite and moonstone. I wonder who you are sharing your birthday. We've talked about royalty earlier on. What a royalty you've got to boot. 751, Carloman the First, King of the Franks, was born. June the 28th, 1243, Emperor Go Fukasuza of Japan was born. 1444, Charlotte, Queen of Cyprus, was born. June the 28th, 1476, you've got a Pope. Pope Paul the Fourth was born. And here we go. 1491, June the 28th, the aforementioned His Majesty Henry the Eighth of England. Would you believe it? You're sharing a birthday with Henry VIII. I need music.
Thank you.
Zone. NLive Radio.
Take me back to the time we would talk all night. Those healing words I'd never heard put my world to right. She told me you don't see what I can see. This life is full of possibility. She gave me more than gold, gave me all I need. Without her I'm a poor man. I'll be the
referring to me as king of the world. Sorry, you weren't talking about me. Okay, quickly, Alan, cover your confusion. Well, that was Blue here on the Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call with my good self, Alan Miles. Yes, Blue with King of the World. And before that, we had King of My Castle from Wandoo Project. And that was in homage to our aforementioned birthday boy, King Henry VIII. I wonder who else you're sharing your birthday. And cop these birthday buddies. June the 28th, 1641, guess who was born? Marie Casimir Louis de la Grange de Aquin. She was consort to King John III. Oh, yeah. June the 28th, 1719, Etienne François, Duc de Choiseul, Prime Minister of France. The French continues. June the 28th, 1734, Jean-Jacques Belvelet, Charpentier, French composer. Bring us down to earth, woof woof, 1852, June the 28th. What am I doing that voice for? I don't know. Right, back to the proper voice, Alan. 1852, Charles Cruft, the English showman who founded Cruft's Dog Show. 1883, Pierre Laval, more French soldier and politician and 101st Prime Minister of France. 1902, Richard Rodgers, American playwright and composer of Richard Rodgers and Hammerstein fame. 1921, P.V. Narasimha Rao, Indian lawyer and politician. 9th Prime Minister of India. Whoops. You've got Elon Musk.
Happiness hit the like a train on a track. Coming to water.
With around 300 different languages spoken across the UK, language can prove to be a barrier. At Unitemps, we provide translation and tutoring services to individuals and businesses across Northampton. Our reliable and affordable translators provide document translation, as well as in-person translation and tutoring to help with your studies. Whether it's for an hour or a long-term project, Unitemps will help you overcome the language barrier. Find out more at unitemps.com or search Unitemps Translation Northampton.
Work hard, play hard. That's what they say. So this summer, we're doing Fix Fest all over again. The UK's only festival for hardworking tradies and their families. And it's coming to Northampton. Enjoy a ton of trade attractions, brand showcases, have-a-go experiences and family fun. like the JCB Dancing Diggers, Chainsaw Tree Carving, Van Lifting with the UK Strongest Man Series, and more. Plus, live music from Ocean Colour Scene, Sigma, Hardfi, Goldie Looking Chain, Rhythm of the 90s, and Badness. Fix Fest, Saturday the 11th of July at Delapray Abbey, in partnership with Wix Trade Pro. Last tickets at fixfest.co.uk.
And Live Radio, the Silver Award-winning Community Business of the Year at the 2026 Northamptonshire SME Awards.
It's David James here, and I've just popped in to tell you all about the Sunday afternoon show here on 106.9 NLive. We have True or False, Facts and Figures, This Day in History, and our Connections game, where you could win a prize. So join me here every Sunday from 3 till 6 on NLive.
And welcome back after the announcements, listening chums. And who was it that welcomed you back? A blast from the past from Lobo with Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Lovely. And before those very announcements, we had another dog track, Dog Days Are Over, from Florence and the Machine. Little bit more up to date than you, Lobo. And they were a couple of dog tracks in homage to birthday boy Charles Cruft, the English showman who founded Cruft's Dog Show. You see, how I slipped that kind of thing in? What a morning we are having. And we better get a shift on, listening chump, because it's our time to stroll through, very briefly, through the history of June the 28th. Oh, now, we are going to go to 1880 here, but I know basically that, well, Ned Kelly was a murdering thug, but can we quietly slip in Ned Kelly? I mean, the name alone is worth a mention. Ned Kelly. Well, 1880, Ned Kelly, the Australian bushranger, gang leader and police murderer, well, he was finally captured at Glen Rowan in Australia. Edward Kelly was one of the last bushrangers. He's known for wearing a homemade suit of bulletproof armour during his final shootout with the police. Just for your information, bushrangers were armed robbers and outlaws. Yes, this is the Sunday breakfast wake-up call. Sorry. Anyway, Edward Kelly was known for wearing homemade suit of bulletproof. And as a bushranger, he was an armed robber and outlaw who resided in the Australian bush between the 1780s and early 20th. Get on. Love this one. 1895 on this day, the United States Court of Private Land Claims ruled that James Revis's claim to be Baron of Arizona, that it was wholly fictitious and fraudulent. Worth a punt, though. Listening chums, how does Alan Miles, Baron of Northamptonshire, sound? Yeah, got a certain ring to it. What do you think? All right, enough said, listening chums. Don't have to shout. Hang on. Did I say shout? I think I did.
Wop, 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 wop. Some friends of mine on Saturday night. Now we're having a time. Come on, shout, shout, knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. Come on, scream, scream. You know what I mean. Put another coin in the record machine.
Hey, we're doing the fly with our heads in the sky. Foot stomping, baby, just to you and I. School was out about a quarter to three. Now we're having fun. Now it's plain to see. Come on,
shout, shout, knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. Come on, scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another coin in the record machine. Come on, shout, shout, knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. Come on, scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another coin in the record machine. Come on, shout, shout, knock yourself out. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. Come on, scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another coin in the record machine. Wop, 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 banana. Wop, 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 banana. Wop, 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 banana.
Across Shoe Town. This is N Live Radio.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Work it on out,
baby.
So good.
You know you got me going now.
Got me going.
Just like I knew you would.
Like I knew you would.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and
twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Work it on out.
You know you twist a little girl.
Twist a little girl.
You know you twist so fine.
Twist so fine.
Come on and twist a little closer now.
Twist a little closer.
Let me know that you're mine.
Let me know you're mine.
Of shout tracks there. We had Twist and Shout from the Beatles, and before that we had Shout, Shout, Let It All Out, and that was from terrible singing, Alan. That was from Rocky Sharp and the Replays. They don't come up with names like that anymore. Rocky Sharp and the Replays. But I'm afraid those tracks herald the end of this morning's Sunday breakfast wake-up call. Yes, it's happened again. On this America's Kids Day, Caps Lock Day, Descendants Day, Insurance Awareness Day, International Body Piercing Day, International Lightning Safety Day, Log Cabin Day, National Tapioca Day, Operation Red Wings Observance Day, Paul Bunyan Day, and Cold Day. Yes, it's the end of the Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles. Now, remember, should you miss any of my shows or any other show that you enjoy on NLive Radio, just visit our website, nliveradio.com, and click on the ever-present Listen Again button. Talking about listening, after the 8 o'clock news, you can catch Nike at her gospel hour. At 9, we welcome Rebecca Steers and her local politics show. At 11, it's Women's Hour with an Anna King. There's a real mix of topics reflecting women's lives and inspiring stories. At 12, there's David Percy till 2. And from 3, it's David James. Finally, at 8 o'clock, The Rock Gods with Terry Steers till 10. It doesn't end there, listening chums. Night Music gives you non-stop tracks featuring great music from today and the hits of yesterday all night long. Northampton, enjoy the rest of today and the coming week, and I look forward to your company again. Good morning, Northampton. Good morning.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. Summertime, leave you when the summer comes rolling. Leave you when the summer comes along.
baby, baby, I've a reason. Really got to ramble. I can hear it calling me the way it used to do. I can hear it calling me back
when it's calling me back home.
radio.com, on air at 106.9 FM and on smart speaker. This is NLive Radio News.
On the Sky News Centre at 8, Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham took England to a hard-fought 2-0 win over Panama to ensure top spot in their World Cup group. It means they'll face the Democratic Republic of Congo in Atlanta in the second round. Here's Captain Kane.
Sometimes people just expect teams like England to walk over these teams and it to be an easy game. They made it tough, they're physical, they're playing for pride, they're playing for their country. So ultimately we wore them down, we got our chances in the second half there. We was a bit more clinical in the final third.
Meanwhile, Scotland manager Steve Clarke's resigned after the side failed to reach the second round. US military leaders say Iran attacked a merchant vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, and that's why they've led more strikes against them. A second night of actions ended with Tehran claiming to have targeted US bases in Bahrain and Kuwait. A car being driven into pedestrians on a busy West London high street is not being treated as terrorism. Police arrested a 34-year-old on suspicion of dangerous driving and attempted murder in Ealing Broadway yesterday. Rescue efforts in Venezuela have been made potentially more dangerous by smaller aftershocks following two devastating earthquakes. More than 1,400 people are known to have died, while tens of thousands of others are missing. A growing number of international rescue teams are starting to climb through mountains of debris and rubble. This woman's among the survivors coming to terms with the disaster.
I shouted, "Run, run, the building is falling down." When I turned, I took two steps, the ceiling fell down and the rush of air blew me out.
Back to sport, and Britain's George Russell starts on pole position for this afternoon's Austrian Grand Prix as he looks to reignite his Formula One title challenge. He'll be joined by Ferrari's Charles Leclerc on the front row. And we should start to see cooler temperatures from this morning after record-breaking highs during this week. A Met Office amber warning for heat still in place for around another hour. The alert covers large parts of eastern and southeastern England. That's the latest from the Sky.